Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, November the 20th, 2012, this Thanksgiving week. Hope you are preparing for a great holiday. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And we post the program to three websites, my site, along with tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com. And we are prominently displayed on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. Their website is gvnews.com. And we're on the homepage of Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. Here is what we have planned for you over the next hour. We'll talk with Arizona Senate President-elect Andy Biggs. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley Fishman is with us. Shell has a pretty good smile on his face. Markets, oh, so-so. 30 minutes past the hour, the monthly segment on specialty care for our companion animals. Today, the importance of healthy teeth for our pets. Then we'll close out the show with Joey Rogers. Joey is the very talented founder and artistic director for the Tucson-based dance group known as Dancing in the Streets. They are preparing for their upcoming Nutcracker performance at the Fox Theater. We encourage you to join us in the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040. You can also send us a Facebook question using our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show State Senator Andy Biggs of Gilbert, Arizona. Senator Biggs is the Arizona Senate President-elect. He was elected by his Republican colleagues in the Senate, and we welcome him now to the Buckmaster Show. Senator Biggs, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. What are some of the legislative priorities that you're putting at the top of the agenda for session 2013?
Well, of course, we always have to face the budget. We look at the budget and make sure that everything gets funded appropriately. We need to look out for the next couple of years as we try to deal with the mandates and impositions by the federal government, specifically through the Obamacare, to make sure that we can make our ends meet. And then, and that ties right into probably the second most, and maybe the most important and contentious issue that you'll see this year, which will be whether Arizona should implement a state-run health care exchange.
Folks here in Southern Arizona are concerned about the future of Rio Nuevo. Will that be on the table for this legislative session?
We are looking into Rio Nuevo. We want to, I need to get up to speed. I've talked with people from Tucson, a number of people from Tucson over the past couple of weeks, trying to get perspectives on both sides of the issue. Rio Nuevo, in my opinion, is, and I've said this before when I've voted against a Rio Nuevo type of issues in the past, is that the Rio Nuevo project is the epitome of why the state should not authorize TIF projects. And this has really gone astray from what was promised, I think, 13, 14 years ago.
That's the tax increment financing.
That is correct. And so we're going to be looking at Rio Nuevo, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen with these five lawsuits that have been filed between the city and Rio Nuevo. And I think we need to get to the bottom of it. We need to have, in my opinion, a very accurate and thorough audit so we know where all of the money has gone.
The makeup of the Senate and the House will change a little bit, a little more tilted, the Democrats picking up a little more strength. How do you see the working relationship between you and your Democratic friends?
Well, I'm a very transparent and open door kind of guy. I believe that logical debate and over policy as opposed to compelling or compulsion is really the best way to do things. So I get along with my Democratic colleagues. I believe I've met with Leah Landrum Taylor, the incoming Senate Minority Leader. We've had at least three brief meetings where we've been able to discuss the tenor of the session and committee assignments and those types of things. And oddly enough, when newly elected Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema wrote a book several years ago, she acknowledged that I have a willingness to reach across and at least engage in dialogue with my Democratic colleagues. So I think if you treat everyone professionally and respectfully, you can get a lot done, even if you don't agree with the Democrats on policy, which happens quite a bit with me.
It's 10 past noon here on the Buckmaster Show. We're speaking with Senator Andy Biggs of Gilbert. He is the Senate President-elect. Let's talk a little bit about this just-concluded election. Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett is now proposing a wholesale overhaul of the state's vote-counting system in the wake of some embarrassing delays, counting more than 630,000 ballots statewide from the November 6th general election. Where do you think this is going? Some of the Democratic folks are saying we need a bipartisan election process committee to investigate what happened. What are some of your thoughts?
Well, one of my thoughts is that there's no reason really that we should be delayed so very much. I'm kind of surprised about that. But you know what? One of the things that when I was working on committees, we announced our committees that we were going to have this coming session, is that we should have a committee that looks at Arizona's election laws and processes. And that's one of the committees that I created. It's called Elections, and we'll have Senator Michelle Reagan of Scottsdale will chair that committee, and I'm hoping that they can do some good work. Where we have problems, we can see some correction, because let's face it, when you have a Republican style of government like America has and like Arizona has, the one thing you should absolutely be certain of is the sanctity of your ballot, that it is your ballot, it gets counted, that there's no fraudulent ballots being voted, and that the people who are chosen and elected are truly the representatives of the people. In other words, there's been a pristine and valid election. And so that's why I felt perhaps that we should have an elections committee.
Let's move a little bit to the redistricting. Did this the redistricting, did it go the way you thought it would go after there was so much controversy over drawing the new lines? And now I see today that a federal court has agreed to give Republicans a chance to argue the state's 30 legislative districts should be redrawn for the 2014 election. Some of your thoughts.
Well, I think that there's no doubt in my mind that the IRC did not adhere to its constitutional duties. They were busy trying to get solely competitive districts and, in essence, slant it towards the Democrats. I really believe that. And they ignored the four criterion before competitiveness that must be accounted. And so when you talk about the outcomes of this election, the redistricting really got kind of what I think they thought would be the outcomes, which would be the Democrats would pick up some congressional seats, the Democrats would pick up some legislative seats, and they did. And so if that was their goal, then it was mission accomplished. Now, if it was to follow what the voters expressed when they passed the Constitution, then I think it was not according to the voters' wishes when they passed the IRC ballot measure.
Senator Biggs, so you contend then the commission packed the Republican voters into some districts and left the underpopulated districts, giving the Democrats a better chance of winning? Is that kind of the bottom line here as far as what you're concerned?
Yeah, and I think you'll see that it bears fruit in the outcome of the elections. For instance, in what would be, let's just say where Republicans won, they won by greater margins than where Democrats won. And that is because of the makeup of those districts and the way the IRC dealt with the demographics within each of those districts.
So you'd be in favor of redrawing the districts for 2014?
If we want to do it to protect the voters, yeah, I would.
Getting back to the session coming up, will there be any money for a rainy day fund after the state sales tax on education sunsets? I believe that's the end of May or perhaps the end of June.
It sunsets the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
We have already set $450 million aside in a rainy day fund. And we anticipate what I would call a budget carry forward, depending on whether those who want to bring back the Prop 204, the childless adults, to Medicaid. If those come back, if we bring those back, then it will eat into this budget carry forward a bit. And what we'll need to do is we will just have to make adjustments. So I know you asked me a simple yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run too. Yeah, bottom line answer.
Yeah, bottom line answer is I hope that we have some money. We very well could be in a position to have some money for it to put into a budget stabilization fund, yes.
Senator Biggs, thank you very much. Senate President-elect Biggs, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a community for adults 55 and better. Enjoy the sensational sounds of Splendido with a special musical performance by Gestures of Joy, an inspiring resident-led group that combines music, sign language, and some big-time theatrics. That will be December the 4th. That's a Tuesday at 11 a.m. RSVP 762-4084, 762-4084, or visit SplendidoTucson.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we are delighted and welcome Shelley Fishman back from New York City. Had a great trip to New York. Good to see you, Shel.
Good to see you, Bill. It was a great trip. It was just so interesting seeing the hustle and the bustle. And you know, what came clear to me, if it hadn't come clear before, shame on me, but how separate New York is from the rest of the galaxy. You know, the rest of the country is struggling with unemployment and struggling with recession and struggling with just struggling to get back. And New York is so crowded and so much construction and so just increasing the concentration of wealth that you look around and say, you know, the old New York magazine cover of, you know, New York City, the Hudson River, and then everything else.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Really applies, doesn't it?
It really does.
Hey, congratulations yesterday. You did a nice hour on the John C. Scott Show.
Thank you.
Taking a well-deserved long weekend, and you were able to have the top two elected officials in Pima County on your program, on John's program. You had Ramon Valadez, the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, and Jonathan Rothschild, mayor of the city of Tucson. Sat down for the whole hour. And I think there's some room for optimism there, Shelley.
I think so. I came away feeling that, number one, they're working together, which was very, very encouraging. And number two, that they actually had a plan. In fact, the county has now published a long-term plan. It really does fit very well into what Jonathan and his staff have been talking about in terms of economic development. And they get it. Now, whether they can implement it or not is another issue, but they seem to know where they're going and what roads to take. And they've got some of the financing, if not in place, at least identified. And those are very important initial steps. So, yeah, I mean, for more than maybe at any other time in the past 20 years, I'm thinking that the future of Tucson might be less sleepy than it has been.
That is very encouraging. One thing that's not so encouraging is when we keep hearing about the financial cliff fiscal cliff that we are looking at the end of the year. mixed signals. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know how to read it. Perhaps you've got a better sense of where we're headed.
Well, I would like to think, and you know, we have our biases, and we tend to believe our biases regardless of what the facts tell us. But my bias says that reasonable people will do reasonable things when faced with the certainty of bad things happening if they don't. And so I'm convinced that at least some of the problems will get fixed before the first of the year. Now, that said, I think some of them won't. For instance, I think that we're going to see a return to at least the $3 million level, perhaps even the $1 million level on inheritance taxes, and a return to a 20% capital gains tax, long-term capital gains tax from a 15%. I think those things almost have to happen and then would get corrected in a bigger picture tax reform package over the next year. I think that the president is absolutely serious about insisting that people over $250,000 will return to the pre-Bush era tax rates. There may be some back-offs from that position, but he's had his feet in cement on that one for a long time. By the way, I don't think it's a bad thing, that looks like it's going to happen, maybe with some exceptions for bona fide small businesses that do their taxes that way. I don't think we're going into recession. I think Bernanke today spooked the market a little bit by saying, if these guys don't get their act together, I no longer have enough quivers in my arrow at the Fed to fix the problem.
And make any difference. We're the fix. Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. This is the Tuesday Money Maker Report. Shelley is with us every Tuesday about 12:20 in the afternoon. And obviously people on Wall Street shared to an extent your optimism about a fix of some kind, even if it's a temporary fix, before the end of the year yesterday, because we saw
and the day before.
And good movement
on
the upswing.
And then today, because in part of Bernanke's remarks, but also, France got downgraded last night.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and so that spooks people a little bit. I thought it was going to be worse. Last time I checked, on a 15-minute delay, it was about down 40. That's relatively flat, given a 200-and-something, point upswing the prior day in the Dow. We're at about 4.5% on the year for the Dow.
Your prediction was 6.5%.
Six and a half, okay. Right? And my prediction on unemployment rate was about 7.8. Despite some very, very good news in October and some, not so good news in the summer, we've kind of stayed with that prediction. And, it might turn out to be right on the money.
We are approaching the end of the year, Shelley Fishman, and of course that means it's a great time to take a look at your financial situation. And I know you do this with all of your clients. And what should people be thinking about, Shelley?
Well, a lot of things to think about. Number one, is it time to rebalance? Has the account gotten out of balance because of movements one direction or another? The other thing, and there's still time, is to take a look at your tax situation, especially now that we have the likelihood that capital gains taxes might go up. Now might be a good time to harvest some of those capital gains, or maybe offset some capital losses. Now is the time to adjust things. It's also a difficult time to get your advisor's attention because we're so busy. But by all means, don't let the month of December go by without at least seriously thinking about what the possibilities are.
Yeah, because this is the time to do it. That end of the year will be here before you know it. I mean, we're already at Thanksgiving.
I know. It comes early this year.
It really does. Yes, it does. Right. In fact, it's about as early, Shelley, as it can be on the calendar, which is good for retailers.
It is very good for retailers. It gives more time for Christmas, which is why a lot of people are optimistic about the Christmas buying season. It also is coincidentally, and I'm not absolutely certain about this, but I think I heard it this morning, Thanksgiving now falls on the day of President Kennedy's assassination.
Which is
the only time it's ever happened.
Yeah, that's true. The 22nd of November.
Right.
I remember those days. Shelley Fishman, where is the best place to get a hold of
you? Just go to your website.
Thank you for saying so.
And push the button.
Thank you, Shelley. The best thing, go to buckmastershow.com, and all the info is there. Push the button, and it will link you to Shelley. Shelley, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Bill.
Thanks so much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
That's our news. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. A Hamas official speaking from Egypt, where ceasefire talks are being held, says there's no deal yet to end the fighting with Israel, but it'll most likely come tonight. Egypt's president voiced similar optimism. Israel's prime minister said his country would be a willing partner in a ceasefire. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton was dispatched to the Middle East for a series of meetings in hopes of cementing a ceasefire. One analyst says it's a housing market clearly shifting into recovery mode. The government reports that U.S. builders started construction last month on the most homes and apartments since July of 2008. Police near Miami are holding a male student for questioning in the shooting death of a 13-year-old girl. She was shot while riding a charter school bus with her younger sister today. Police say they don't know what the motive may have been. More details at srnnews.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Well, 35 now on the Buckmaster Show here on KVOI. Already 79 degrees in Tucson. Going to be another very warm late autumn day. Once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we focus on animal care issues. This segment about animal care, specialty animal care, is presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Celeste Roy. Dr. Roy specializes in veterinary dentistry and oral surgery at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Roy, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Bill, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is a delight to have you on the show. Being an animal lover, I know the importance of a healthy mouth for our companion animals. Tell me a little bit about, what is a veterinary dentist?
Well, actually, I think I'm the luckiest person in the world. That's what a veterinary dentist is. But other than that, I did 4 additional years of training after veterinary school, and that was specialty training in just veterinary dentistry and oral surgery. And we'll go into some of those details later of what those are.
Tell me a little bit about some of the common reasons that a cat or dog would need to see someone like yourself, a veterinary dentist.
Well, that's a great question. A lot of people come in for halitosis or bad breath, just like you would go to your regular dentist. So you go to your regular dentist for gingivitis, for dirty teeth, for perhaps a fractured tooth, or even something as serious as a fractured jaw. Many times people will come to me for a swelling under the eye that might be indicative of an abscess, or sometimes animals will even rub or paw at the face, or sometimes people will come to me for oral tumors.
Is there a particular issue that we can tell as a pet owner that needs addressing? I mean, how do we know if our companion animal really needs now to be taken to a veterinary dentist?
Well, I wish they could talk. That would help us a lot.
Wouldn't that help so many problems when it comes to our pets?
But many of them can, in a way, in the sense that we sometimes will see excessive drooling, especially in the cats. Cats are very sensitive, but a little bit more sensitive than dogs. And sometimes we'll see excessive drooling or pawing at the mouth. Sometimes we'll see a swelling under either eye or under either lower jaw. You can see a fractured tooth, and sometimes with a fractured tooth, you'll see either a black dot on it, meaning there's some dead pulp, or a red dot, meaning that it's freshly fractured, or blood in the mouth. So, you know, those are very common things that you can see just yourself.
It is so important to make sure that your pet has no oral problems with the teeth. I mean, the bad breath is one of the obvious signs, dirty teeth, and I guess plaque buildup. But what I'm getting at here, Dr. Roy, is, and I've had this from personal experience with one of my cats, that an unhealthy mouth can lead to disease.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. So there have been quite a few studies, both in human and in veterinary, to say that the increased bacteria in the mouth can lead to what's called a bacteremia, or bacteria all through the bloodstream. And once the bacteria is in the bloodstream, it can cause micro abscesses or little tiny abscesses on the liver, kidney, and heart. So the entire oral health can be the oral health can affect the entire health of the animal. And that's very, very important.
One of my cats, now deceased, had some issues, oral issues, which led to a diabetes problem.
Yep.
And we had to deal with that over a couple of years. We were able to prolong our animal's life for a couple of years by giving this animal shots. But that it can start in the mouth.
Absolutely, and that, you know, diabetes, that was a very, very prominent thing that you brought up. When we take care of the oral health of the patient, I've had diabetic animals be completely cured. So, or sometimes diabetic animals that are non-controlled become completely controlled. So it's that extreme.
You know, a lot of people are feeding their pets hard food and they give them treats. It's supposed to keep the teeth clean. It's really not enough, though, is it, Dr. Roy?
No, think of it like this. If you were to go, you know, if you were to go camping and perhaps you didn't brush your teeth for a day, you get that kind of microfilm on your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's plaque. That's already building up within usually about 12 hours. So if you don't brush, that plaque is already building up, and the plaque is what causes the disease. People think it's the tartar, that hard stuff, or the calculus, but really it's the plaque. So daily toothbrushing is the mainstay. And really, for me, I actually brush my dog's teeth daily.
Oh.
And so it's the most important thing, and getting under that gum line when you can is the most important thing you can do, just like you would with your own mouth. You brush the teeth and brush at the gum tooth interface.
How does your dog like it?
My dogs love it because they get a treat afterwards. They get a dental treat afterwards.
We're speaking with Dr. Celeste Roy. Dr. Roy specializing in veterinary dentistry and oral surgery at Veterinary Specialty Center at Tucson. I want to talk a little bit about dental and oral surgery procedures that you do offer. And you do, of course, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. One of the things I love is that you all have state-of-the-art equipment.
We do. I'm very, very, very fortunate. Not only am I fortunate to have state-of-the-art equipment, but I'm fortunate to work with state-of-the-art other specialists. And that's really important to me because I get to, if something were to happen to one of my animals, I have other people to help me if there's another issue that can be dealt with. But yes, we have digital dental x-rays, we have CT, we have MRI, and that allows me to do things like root canals, crowns, orthodontics, jaw fracture repair or tooth fracture repair, restorations or periodontal surgery. I mean, there's so many things I can do, and it's thankful not only to all the technology that I have, but also all of my fellow specialists.
So animals can have root canals too?
Absolutely. We do quite a few of them.
The good news is they don't know they're going on the way to get a root canal.
That's the good news. And the good news is that all of this that I'm speaking about is under general anesthesia. So, you know, I know some people have fear of anesthesia, and really there shouldn't be, because here we're very dogmatic about making sure that the animal is safe for anesthesia. We do blood work, we analyze the heart, et cetera, to make sure that we have a safe anesthesia. And if we have a safe anesthesia protocol, we go ahead and do the anesthesia, and therefore they wake up and they're pain-free. So I think their root canals are much better than ours.
One question I always like to ask you and your colleagues there, all the vets, how did you decide to go into this particular area of veterinary medicine?
That is such a wonderful question. I always wanted to be a veterinarian, and I've kind of wanted to be a dentist. I didn't get into veterinary school my first shot, but I did get into dental school, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to wait one more year, and I'm going to combine it. And so I waited one more year, got into UC Davis where I wanted to go, and then I was stayed there for, you know, a good 12 years and was able to do all my training there and was very, very fortunate and was able to combine both. So I've just been very, very fortunate and to be able to do both veterinary and dentistry.
And UC Davis, one of the finest vet schools really in the country, isn't it?
And if there's anybody that's interested in veterinary dentistry, they have the best program in the world.
Let me ask you a final question. How does a pet owner access your service?
Well, you don't need a referral from your family veterinarian. Some of the family veterinarians like to give a referral, but we do not need that. You can just call 520-795-9955 or go to our website at vsct.com. Sometimes people like to learn a little bit about us and what we do, and so they can go to AVDC.com, that's American Veterinary Dental College.com, and that tells a little bit about each boarded veterinary dentist.
Yeah, and there's a nice bio about yourself and what you do also on the website, VSCOT.com. Dr. Roy, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Dr. Celeste Roy with us from the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Specialty vets for special pets. Remember, they're open 24/7 for the best care for your sick or injured animal, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 12:50 now on this Tuesday afternoon in this portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. They urge you to come on over and visit this 4-day Thanksgiving weekend. It'd be a great getaway. So much to do over there, including visiting the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwelling National Monument, which is just north of Silver City. It's a beautiful area. If you have not been over there, give it a try. Plenty of great places to stay, including Faywood Springs Resort, Buckhorn RV Park, and Georgetown Cabins. For more information, visit southwestnewmexico.org. It's our pleasure now to talk with the co-founders and artistic directors of Tucson's own Dancing in the Streets, Celeste Lupu and Joey Rogers. Joey and Celeste, good to see both of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Bill.
So much has happened since Dancing in the Streets was founded in August of 2008, and last year's holiday performance with Nutcracker, people just raved about it at the historic Fox Theater. And Joey, you're going to put it all together and do it again this year with even a better presentation.
Oh yeah, we did so well, Bill. Last year we added another show, and then this year we have a kind of a little special treat. We have some special guests, some community leaders of Tucson. We're going to have Mayor
Mayor Rothschild is going to dress up in costume.
And his wife.
And his wife going to be dressed up. They are going to be our party parents, and they're going to be out front and center dancing. And basically, he's just playing himself. He's playing the mayor.
I also heard that David Fitzsimmons is going to be involved.
Yes, Dave Fitzsimmons, Steve
I'm sure
Nunez.
He'll be in costume, too.
Oh.
I don't know if that's a costume, though.
Dancing in the Streets, Joey, tell us a bit about how this whole thing started.
Dancing in the Streets started about 5 years ago. I moved back here from Washington, D.C. to take care of my father. And as I was looking around in the area that I was born and raised in, South Park, Tucson, I saw that south of 22nd, there was anything artistic for the kids to do. So that's where kind of the idea came about. I went to a friend's barbecue. There was a bunch of kids. So I said, hey, you want to make $5? And all the little black kids said, yeah. So they ran out. So I showed them a ballet step. I usually show them just to try to make them try really hard. And there was like all these kids were in the street, was trying all these ballet moves. So that was the idea where I got Dancing in the Streets. So that's when I knew the kids were hungry for this type of art.
And you come from a dancing background.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. My mom put me in ballet at the age of 7. When other boys were doing football and basketball, I was going to the ballet studio to hang out with the girls.
That's where we met. Because we met in ballet class.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the market that you have Celeste, you have found a niche market, really, at-risk youth. And these people, the families and the youth, really didn't have an outlet in the South part of our city, did they?
Yeah, there's a lot of other cultural-centered activities there, but there really wasn't anything for the performing arts in terms of ballet and symphony on that area that were affordable, and transportation is one of the huge issues that we deal with our population of students. But we have kids and families from all over the city, which is one of the things we wanted. We wanted a diverse population of students. We want at-risk kids as well as regular kids, regular families, just to build one big ballet family.
This year is Nutcracker, and again, you're teaming. I think the live music last year was also provided, Joey, by Civic Orchestra of Tucson. They did a fantastic job. They're coming back, and now, so the first show will be Saturday evening, December the 22nd. And then the second show will be a matinee performance Sunday, December the 23rd. Celeste, do you like that venue, the Fox?
Oh, the Fox Theater is just a wonderful theater. And, you know, Craig and the staff there have been so hospitable to us, and that's such
Craig
a treasure.
Sundberg, yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we are so grateful to have that venue. So many of our families remember the history of the Fox, and they've said to me, you know, I've never been inside the theater with my family, and it's just a great... There's just a lot of history there, and mm-hmm. it's a beautiful, beautiful theater.
And this, what I really like about this production, Joey, you're really including people of all ages, from young people to adults, and you've tailored the Nutcracker performance to have a place for all of people of all ages.
Oh, absolutely. We're an organization that we take anyone. If anyone is passionate enough to dance with me or with Celeste or with our company, come on down. We don't turn away no one.
Joey's personal motto is cripple, crazy, or blind.
If you're cripple, crazy, or blind, you want to learn ballet, you come and find me. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, you know, the mayor was nice enough to help us with this. Steve Nunez is doing the show. Carla Keegan, who has one of the biggest accounting firms in Tucson, she's doing the show. We have Dave Fitzsimmons. We have a lot of community leaders are actually gonna watch these kids backstage. You know, it's easy to sit down and see and watch the show, but the real scene is backstage.
we really wanted the community leaders to sort of really be a part of it and see the difference it makes. Because really, when you talk about measuring our outcomes, it's in the faces of the kids. It's mm-hmm. in the families. Mm-hmm. Our outcomes are measured by seeing them. And we just thought, what a great way for them to really see the value of what we do by participating and seeing everything themselves.
So the proof of performance is in the children's face.
The children's faces, the pride that they take, the families. We have families that are just crying in the audience because they never thought their children could achieve anything.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, you know, what I found out with dancing in the streets, it's really, I mean, I thought it was really about the kids, mm-hmm. and it really isn't. It's about the parents, too, because the parents are learning something as well with their children, but they've never seen the happiness, the joy, the passion that the kids have. And then when they see that passion, then the parent is totally convinced.
I have seen that, and with the comments on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. Where the parent, you'll post a photo of some of the kids at the mm-hmm. ballet lessons, mm-hmm. and the parents are so quick to chime in and say, "Oh, I can't believe it!
Right.
It looks,
right.
My child looks so great," or whatever. Yeah,
absolutely. What we're trying to do is we're teaching these kids and the families dancing to a better life. Because, mm-hmm. you know, once you dance and hit the stage, I don't care how old you are, you will remember that first time that you step on stage.
Well, and then there's daily lessons that go on. Arriving to class on time prepared to dance is the same skills that you take in a job in the future. It's the same skills we see in school. They get more self-esteem. The kids are actually more confident to ask questions when they need help. Their test scores are going up. They're performing better in academic and all around. Parents come to us and ask us for help, and we refer them to agencies around town because of our mm-hmm. board president's experience in the community.
What's the best way that people can find out about the Nutcracker and about dancing in the streets?
The best way is to call the Fox Theater at their box office phone number.
Or at their website.
Or their website. You can go
which
on.
Which is foxtucsontheater.org.
Correct. Or you can call Dancing in the Streets and ask for information on our number is 298-7738 or 867-8489.
And your website?
Our website is DITSAZ.org. You can also call the Fox Theater box office at 520-547-3040. And the Fox website is Fox Tucson Theater, and that's theater spelled European, RE.com.
And the performance is Saturday, December 22nd, and Sunday, December 23rd.
That is correct.
Very affordable tickets, everyone.
Yeah. Tickets start at $13. They're right. Really affordable. That was another commitment for us, trying to make sure that the community can participate. Mm-hmm.
Celeste and Joey, congratulations. You've really taken Dancing in the Streets to the next level. We really appreciate all the work you do in the community. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much for
Thanks
your support.
A lot. Coming up now on 12:59 on the Buckmaster Show, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan Water, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products for the home and office. John C. Scott Show is coming up at 4 to 5 on KVOI this afternoon. Then tomorrow, 6 to 8, it's Chris and Joe with Wake Up Tucson. That does it for the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster. I thank you very much for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you all tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.